When a couple comes to get married, we have to do what's called a premarital investigation. It sounds pretty serious, and like I investigate them. But no, I don't really. We just fill out a questionnaire where we ask them and gather some information. So it's really a questionnaire. And one of the questions that we ask is there any person or circumstances forcing you to enter this marriage against your will? Pretty basic thing. In other words, because there has to be no circumstances that are causing someone to do this, because it should be a free gift. And there's another question just like that, that asks about the circumstances in which you're getting married, because if there's something that is in the way or something causing you to do this, and you're not free, sometimes it can be whether one person is pregnant or that one's going off to the military and they want to hurry up and get married right now, or maybe someone's forcing someone to get married because of some situation that's going on. You know, so the idea is that the sacraments should be entered into freely and without reservation. That's what it is. Without reservation, do you give each other to each other in marriage? And this idea is that with the sacraments, none of it can be forced. It has to be a free gift to enter into this relationship. I say that because, I thought about that because of today's gospel. You know, Jesus feels frustrated. I mean, if you get the way it's written, he's frustrated by the people because they're always demanding signs. They're always demanding something for Jesus to prove who he is before they will enter into this relationship with Jesus. And there's something about that. There's certain people, and I remember even when I was in seminary, we were talking about doing RCIA with someone and having a difficult person in RCIA, and so I was working it through with one of my advisors, and he says, you know, you've got to be careful with the people who always seem to raise the bar. I'm like, what do you mean? You know, it's like, once you satisfy that, there's another thing to satisfy, and there's another thing to satisfy, and then they come back with an even higher requirement, and you're like, you know, sooner or later, you're going to disappoint them because you can't meet their expectations because they keep raising it. Sometimes that happens in faith, is that Jesus does something in our lives, we understand it, but then we require something else, and we require something else. And then pretty soon, what it ends up being in a relationship with God is that God must submit to all of our conditions. And sometimes when you hear that with some people who refuse to believe, that they set the conditions about this kind of relationship with God. Well, if God did this, and if God did that, and if God did that, then I will believe. And then it's like, what kind of relationship is that? Is that really a free relationship? Is that real free faith? That one, you put your faith in God and that you love God with all your heart? Or is God trying, you have to meet these conditions? And what Jesus is saying here in the gospel is that this generation is always seeking signs. They're always seeking some requirement. He said, the queen of the south will rise in the generation. She'll condemn her because she went to go find the wisdom with the wisdom of Solomon. And you've got something even better than Solomon here, and you can't see it because all you keep doing is making me require to do this and this and this for you. Or the same thing with the judgment at Nineveh. He said, they converted just with the word of saying, change your life. But then we say, well, I'll change my life if God, you do this, if God, you do that, if God, you do that. All these if statements that we put onto God. You know, or that we put it onto our faith. Well, I'll only do that if. Well, that's not a free, loving relationship. It's not a self-gift. And that gets back to the marriage, because one of the things when I usually say something, like when I ask that question, a lot of young people are like, what does that mean? I said, are there any ifs in the statement? If you do this, then I will. Because then you set a bar that people have to meet. Today, this is a free gift that we give in our faith to the Lord, and we give to each other. And hopefully in your own relationships, if you find yourself in your marital covenant or in your religious covenant, that you add conditions to anything. When you're given an opportunity to do something freely for another, realizing that the conditions then puts all of the stuff back onto you. You know, like, well, I'm deciding this. I'm not truly giving of myself. Today, when we challenge them, there are some people who did this in the gospel who he's praising. He's praising the queen, of the south and the people of Nineveh, you know, who did that just because they believed it was right. And sometimes that's enough, hopefully, for people of faith in your relationship with God.